This is the public tally of the 2021 KPFT LSB officers elections. Actually, just two elections, one for LSB secretary and LSB treasurer. We will start by going through the ballots and confirming that both tellers received equivalent ballots and interpret them the same way. And so we're going to go through the ballots for LSB secretary first. Each ballot has a identifier chosen by the voter in all but one cases. And so I will speak out the ballot identifier and then the rankings on that ballot and ask Fred to confirm each one. So for our KPFT LSB secretary, the first ballot identifier is for KPFT, and that is for Perry McCary.
And I, Fred Blair, confirm.
Second ballot is 5665, cast for Bill Crozier.
Correct.
Third ballot, 32323. For Bill Crozier.
Confirm.
Ballot 42000 for McCary.
Hold on a second. I have my ballot. 42000 is for McCary. I confirm.
Ballot 54321 for McCary.
Confirm.
Ballot 70730 for Crozier.
Is for Bill Crozier.
90684 for McCary.
Confirm.
Ballot BARBI for Crozier.
Confirm.
Ballot blank, BLANK. First choice is McCary. Second choice is Patel Adams.
And I confirm that.
Ballot chopped, CHOPT, for Crozier.
Confirm.
Ballot deadbeat for Crozier.
Here. Yes, I confirm that. I have my ballots in the order in which I received them, so they're not ordered like you're reading them. So sometimes it takes me a little bit of time to find the ballot that you're referring to. Please continue.
Ballot DODIJ. First ranking is McCary. Second ranking is Patel Adams.
Confirm.
Ballot GHOST, GHOST, for McCary.
Confirm.
Ballot IRENE, IRENE, is for McCary.
Confirm.
Ballot KPFT 0703 is for McCary.
Confirm.
Ballot PEACH is for Crozier.
What was that?
P-E-A-C-H.
And that's for Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Confirm.
We agree. Ballot R9H3Z is for Crozier.
KPFT.
No.
I'll read back the identifier for the ballot, and it is... It's R9H3Z for Bill Crozier. Confirmed.
We agree. Ballot space, SPACE, is for Crozier.
Confirm.
ballot stone, S-T-O-N-E, is for Crozier.
Confirm.
Ballot T-123 is for Crozier.
Minus symbol. For Bill Crozier, confirm.
Yes. Ballot Twink, T-W-I-N-K, is for McCary.
Confirm.
Ballot 22, identifier XOX05. Ranking first is Crozier. Second ranking is McCary.
Confirm.
Okay, we agree on the ballots. So we will now do a tally of the secretary election. So there are 22 valid ballots. One ballot was rejected as being from an absentee, and one member did not return a ballot. We're electing one candidate on an IRB election, so the winning threshold is 12. There were no invalid ballots. Total 22 ballots again. So in the first round, I have counted 12 votes for Crozier and 10 votes for Perry McCary.
I assume the clapping was not stellar.
No, it's somebody trying to open something up. So, do you know the mute code for Maestro? Because this is the last person that.
The mute code is *6. It's a toggle on, toggle off.
So that last person who joined the call in the middle of this last count, if they do a *6. We would appreciate it. Are you able to tally ballots where you are, Fred?
I can't run choice plus software, but I can count. And if you have 22 valid ballots, the threshold would be 12.
Yes. And I have 12 votes for Crozier and 10 for Perry McCary. So Bill Crozier is elected because he has met the threshold. And I agree on that. Okay, the rest of the candidates are defeated because all the seats are filled. So we can now go to the ballots. And on a different place on each ballot was the LSB treasurer election. And so we will now go through those ballots in the treasurer section and confirm that we both interpret those ballots the same. So the personal code identifying each ballot is the same for each voter. So, and I have the sequence the same. So for ballot 4 KPFT, the nominated candidates for this election are Adriana Castaneve and Teresa Allen. That first ballot, 4 KPFT, is for Castaneve.
I confirm.
Ballot 5665 is for Allen.
I confirm.
Ballot 32323 is for Allen.
I confirm.
Ballot 42,000 is for Castaneve.
I confirm.
Ballot 54321 is for Castaneve.
I confirm.
Ballot 70730 is for Castaneve.
I confirm.
Ballot 90684 is for Cassonade.
I confirm.
Ballot Barbie, B-A-R-B-I, is for Allen.
I confirm.
Ballot Blank, B-L-A-N-K, is for Allen.
I'm sorry, the blank is for Teresa Allen. I have it for Adriana.
Okay, let me confirm my copy of that ballot.
I'm going back to the original emails. I made a mistake here.
Well, so did I. So I have ballot blank as for Cassonade.
I have so, Cassonade also. I must have recorded it incorrectly. I have it here for Adriana Cassonade. So I did record it correctly. Okay.
Yes, and I have to correct this here. And I have to correct it here. Oh, this is going to be interesting.
So you're going to have to rerun the Choice Plus software?
No, I can correct it by hand, but we need to continue and then figure some stuff out.
So, in other words, you made a mistake.
The Choice Plus software did not make a mistake, but this affects the result. Blank was Cassonade. Ballot C-H-O-P-T is Allen.
Correct. I confirm.
Ballot Deadbeat is Allen.
I confirm.
Ballot D-O-D-I-J is Cassonade.
I confirm.
Ballot G-H-O-S-T is Cassonade.
C-O-P-T?
Ghost.
Ghost. I think it helps me a little bit if, yes, I have Adriana.
Right. Ballot Irene, I-R-E-N-E, Cassonade.
Irene. Confirm.
Ballot KPFT 0703, Cassonade.
Adriana Cassonade, confirm.
Yes. Ballot Peach, P-E-A-C-H, Allen. Teresa Allen.
Confirm.
Ballot R9H3Z, Teresa Allen.
Teresa Allen, confirm.
Ballot Space, S-P-A-C-E, Teresa Allen.
Confirm.
Ballot Stone, S-T-O-N-E, Teresa Allen.
Confirm.
Ballot T123 hyphen, Teresa Allen.
Confirm.
Ballot Twink, T-W-I-N-K, Adriana Cassonade.
Confirm Adriana.
Ballot XOX05, Teresa Allen.
Confirm.
Okay, now, by my non-computer calculation, this gives a tie. I'm going to rerun the software to confirm.
But,
but that means we've got to select a method to break the tie. So let's see. Let me make sure my input file is corrected.
If I heard correctly, there were 10 votes for Casanave and 12 votes for Allen.
Oh,
I'm not sure
maybe
how that makes it a tie.
Oh, well, then that would be if I counted incorrectly. If I just adjusted incorrectly and correcting for my error. Let's see. So this is.
But, I'm trying to find that ballot that you ruled out, so I can cancel it out on my tally sheet here.
Okay. Well, since we're not publishing that ballot, are publishing the voter's name.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention the name on this call.
Right.
To break the secrecy of the voting.
Yeah, no. The name of the absent person is in the minutes and in my report, so we can mention the person.
Yeah, I'm trying to find his email so I can see what his.
Understood. Let me run this count.
When you all find something, it's always Murphy's Law always prevails.
Yes, I get a tie. Okay. I wasn't quite prepared for a tie because of my earlier error. I'm trying to find my notes on ties.
Okay, so let me.
There. There's my notes.
I'm doing a count here. Yeah, I get an 11-11 tie.
Okay, so you have can you open a web browser?
Yes, I can. Okay. It's going to be a little slow, but I'm opening up my web browser.
Or
do you want me to go to a? What do you want me to do? Go to a particular website for a random number or something like that?
Not exactly. But pretty much. Do you have access to your email?
I'm sorry?
Do you have access to email?
Yeah, I don't use a web browser. I have a copy of Outlook on my computer.
That wasn't the question. I'm going to send you the URL via email so that I don't have to, so that you have access there.
Okay.
I've just sent it. And
few seconds here.
If our listeners want to follow along, the URL I'm sending you to is https://.
Terry, I got it. I'll paste it in the URL to my browser.
Yes. It's https://finance.yahoo.com/quote/%5EDJI/history. And this is the Yahoo News reporting of stock market prices. And if you see the big number is the Dow Jones Industrial Average at close on the 8th, but down below that we have daily opens and closes and highs and lows. And that goes to hundreds. So the most random number in all of these is the hundredth number, the last number reported in each column. And it's going to be odd or even every day in each column. And so the close was Friday. So the open is going to be tomorrow on the 11th, and the open is going to be the same as the close. So we can't use that. So I'm suggesting we use the Dow Jones Industrial Average 100th figure for Monday's close in order to flip our coin to decide between the candidates. And so this is going to be the same page, only on Monday, the top date is going to be January 9th. And after the market close on Monday, we'll have a number in the close column, which is the 1, 2, 3, 4th column. Not the adjusted close, but the close. And if we agree to use the last digit in that fourth column in order to settle this tie, then Monday evening we will have a neutrally determined result of the tie. Does that make sense to you, Fred?
Yeah, it's either going to be odd or even.
Right.
And we can't predict what it's going to be on Monday.
Right.
But you're
so
saying
you're
saying the number on today is the 10th, so tomorrow is the 11th, January 11th, and it's going to be listed as January 9th on this table tomorrow.
No, it's going to be listed as January 11th. Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. And so our close on the 8th was 31,097.97.
That's what I have here on the table I'm looking at.
And that might be the open on Monday, depending on how the markets work. I don't know. I just am not going to choose the open because it might be the same as the close. So after the markets close on Monday, we will have a new number in the fourth column, which is currently 31,097.97. And the last digit in that column will be either odd or even.
I definitely agree, unless the world ends tonight.
Right. Okay. Now, in Pacific elections, when we draw lots, we are trying to determine which candidate is eliminated. So let's see if we can agree on an alphabetical order that if that final digit is odd, then Adriana Castaneve is eliminated. And if the final is even, then Teresa Allen is eliminated.
And the reason being that Allen is even and Castaneve is odd is because...
No reason.
Neither of them chose that.
No. I mean, if for any reason you object, we can switch them.
Question?
Yes, there's a question.
I was just wondering, is that at the opening or the closing? Did you say for the number
Monday?
Closing.
Okay. Dow Jones Industrial Average closing
o'clock.
On Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whenever they close. Yeah. That after the market is closed, that number will stay the same, and it will scroll down on this page and be available for quite a long time, because this is a history page. Currently, it goes.
It
scrolls. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm already at March of 2020 and it's still expanding.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a long page.
Well, it looks like it ends at January 9th. So it looks like it's a complete year.
Okay. Great.
And the little asterisk here on the screen says the close price adjusted for splits. That's what the asterisk next to the column means.
Oh, right. Well, okay. Well, there's two. The next column has an adjusted close. That I don't know what those mean, so I'm just picking the close column.
Well, looking at the history here, they alternate between odd and even randomly.
So.
Yeah, and in recent days, the close and the adjusted close are the same numbers. Maybe throughout this year. Oh yeah, and going into December, it looks like the close and adjusted closes are the same.
Yeah, I confirm
almost always.
Looking at the web page.
Yeah. Okay, so we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average Monday 1/11/2021 close is going to determine the outcome. Once again, if the 100th column is odd, then Castaneda is eliminated and Allen is elected. If the number is even, then Allen is eliminated and Castaneda is elected. So you won't have the results until I send my Taylor's report Monday evening.
Hey, Terry, I hate to be
yes.
troublesome, but would it be too much trouble just to go over those one more time? The code
ballots?
That people used? Yeah, the ballots, one by one?
For the treasurer.
Because I failed
yes.
to write down I forgot to write down the alias there that people were using, and I wanted to make sure that I had it right in case, I get asked.
Yes. Okay,
thank
so so there are 22 ballots if you want to number your lines.
Okay.
And I'm now going to go through those 22 ballots in sequence with first the user code and then the vote. Ballot one
I,
is four.
I have those in a Word document if people want that.
No, I don't need that. If we, it's only 22, if you don't mind.
No problem. 4KPFT is the code. And that ballot is for Castaneda.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
5665 is for Allen. Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
32323 Allen.
Ready.
42,000 Castaneda.
Ready.
54321 Castaneda.
Ready.
70730 Castaneda.
Ready.
90684 Castaneda.
Ready.
BARBI Allen.
Ready.
BLANK Castaneda.
Ready.
THOPT Allen.
Ready.
Deadbeat Allen.
Ready.
DODIJ Castaneda.
Ready.
Ghost Castaneda.
Ready.
Irene Castaneda.
Ready.
KPFT 0703 Castaneda.
Ready.
Peach, as in Georgia Peach, P-E-A-C-H, Allen.
Ready.
R9H3Z, Allen.
Ready.
Space, S-P-A-C-E, Allen.
What is it?
S-A-S-T-E? Like a rock. Oh, are you on space?
Oh, space.
No,
that was for Allen.
Base is 18 for Alan. 19 is stone, like a rock. S-T-O-N-E. Alan.
Okay. Ready?
20 is T, 1, 2, 3, hyphen. And that's Alan.
Okay. Ready?
21 is twink, T-W-I-N-K. Cassinaves.
Okay, ready?
22 is XOX05, and that's Alan.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's an 11-11 tie. So I will alert the LSB that we have a tie in this election and that the teller's report will be delayed.
Thank you, Terry. And thank
you're
you, too,
welcome.
Fred.
Yeah.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the effort.
Okie doke. Okay. Currently, presuming their permission, I will note Sandra Rawline and Marianne Martinez as witnesses, in effect, audio witnesses. Does anyone else on the call wish to be identified in the teller's report? You'd have to maybe unmute with a star 6 in order to tell me. Hearing none, if there's no more questions,
so,
thank you all.
I have a question, Terry. I have a question.
Go ahead.
When are we going to know that? Oh, tomorrow, right? Tomorrow we'll know the. Yeah,
tomorrow,
we'll know when we see that, right?
Yeah, after market close, I'll send my teller's reports to all LSB members, including the absent person.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Terry.
The only thing I have to say is that there's a National Finance Committee on Tuesday, and if there's a change in treasurer, we have to know about that. Fred is on the National Finance Committee. I'm the KPFK treasurer.
Yes.
Okay.
So they'll know
who
Monday
would,
night.
Who would notify? I guess whoever's already on that committee, right?
Yeah, Teresa's currently on that committee, but.
Oh, okay.
By the bylaws, the treasurer is automatically chosen to be on the National Finance Committee. The National Finance Committee has no say in that.
Yeah, although technically, these elections aren't completed until the results have been declared at an LSB meeting. Traditionally. National committees put on new treasurers when they know who they will be and then clean up later if they made a mistake. But
yeah.
Technically, until the reason that you have to wait for a public LSB meeting for the result to be declared is if because that way when the chair announces the results, anyone present can challenge with a point of order. And like if they come up with evidence that the Wall Street, that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is not random, then that would be a valid basis for challenging the way we resolve the tie.
Thank you, Terry, for being such a stickler about the details. The details are important sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
sure.
Especially when there's a problem.
Yes.
Or a tie.
Well,
okay. Everybody have a good rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And if this was a meeting, I'd say we were adjourned.
I agree. We are adjourned. I'll do you want me to put this audio up on along with the teller's report on KPFTX?
I think that'd be good.
But we won't have a official teller's report until Monday evening anyway.
Correct.
Okay.
And you'll be copied on that, Fred, so you can post it.
Okay, but you only need to post the text file,
not all the ballots.
Okay. Very good. Well, we'll be talking. Have a good day, and what's left of it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.